I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sunny.
Oh, this is the beautiful time for rumors. This is the time that, well, let me ask you. Is Sonny Weaver a candidate for the job for the Broncos?
He could be, should be, right? Like, he's made some good moves, so why not? Bring him in.
Yeah, I'd love Sonny Weaver.
And he could tell, you know, the secretary or assistant to, you know, tell me to, you know what.
Yeah.
So where are we right now as an organization? I know it's not the most attractive job, but just from a general manager standpoint, just kind of, take us through and give us the particulars on this job without ownership, with uncertainty of ownership, and being saddled to a head coach who went 5-11 last year.
Well, look, there are things that the job offers, and there are things that the job doesn't offer. What it offers is the chance to be the general manager of one of the great franchises in the NFL, of a franchise that has a tremendous fan base. You guys know it's the reason you get to work, we get to work, we all get to work, how much that area of the country cares about the Denver Broncos. And it's a franchise that's got some tradition to it. It's also got some issues with ownership. It's also got an issue as a GM. You'd have a director of football operations in John Elway above you. You'd have Vic Fangio next to you. So if you're a guy that's seeking to go conquer the world and have all the power, that's not the job for you, right? Like, I'll give you an example. George Payton has waited a long time for a general manager job. If Denver decides it's going to reach out to George Payton, is Denver the job that George Payton has been waiting for? And I would probably say no, but the Broncos should call him if they're interested. Now, again, when you've got those questions, it makes the job less appealing in that regard, but it's more appealing in what it is, who it is. So there are pros and cons, like any job. Right? I mean, that's not anything different. These are the pros and cons of the Denver job. The Denver job is a big job in the sense that you're in a division with Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes, as we talked about. Good luck with that. That's a challenge, a major challenge for the next decade. And especially when your quarterback question is unanswered. And what I would say is if I were part of the decision-making team, I would have a dozen interviews lined up, a dozen, because it's a different year. Whereas in other years, you fly around the country and you're squeezing in interviews and you got to go to New England today and then to L.A. tomorrow and San Francisco and then that. Like, you know what? Zoom, 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 zoom. 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours. And I'd sit down with 12 people, 15 people even. And I want to know, how would you address our quarterback situation if you were general manager? How would you address it? What would you do?
Is that usually the first question that's asked in meetings like these?
I've never been a part of a meeting like this, Mike, to know. But I'm telling you, there's no question that's more important than that one. None.
Do you have any?
I don't care who they are.
Do you have any insight onto how the Broncos feel after this season about their quarterback Drew Locke and you know the progress that he made and where they need to go?
Well, I guess specifically, how do you think Vic Fangio feels about Drew Locke?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I have not asked that question to Vic. My guess would be that he's shown some promise, that he has some improvement. Look, my guess is exactly what we've said, okay? That's the truth of the matter, is that I think Drew Locke has shown some real skills and he's shown some inconsistencies. And so which is it going forward? Is he going to develop into the real strong quarterback that he has the ability to be, or is he going to have mistakes and interceptions and inconsistencies that don't allow him to develop into the type of quarterback he can be? And I don't know what they feel deep down. I'll ask around and try to get to the bottom of that at some point in time here at the appropriate time. But again, I don't care if they feel like Drew Locke is absolutely our guy. I still want to speak to as many people as I can, smart people I can, and ask them, What do you think of Drew Lock, and how would you handle our quarterback situation?
Busy with Adam Schefter. He's presented by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. We learned a lot about the Broncos ownership situation over the last couple of days, and a real target date for this thing to be resolved by March of 2022. Crystal ball it for us. How do you see this playing out?
You know, it's in an area that I'm not well versed. I haven't covered ownership battles, transfers of power. I don't think I offer you anything in this area that is unique, to be honest with you. I mean, I think I would just be guessing, as you would just be guessing. And let me just say that my guess would be that ultimately, based on the way that the family has fought over this, my guess would be that eventually they sell the franchise. Just a guess. What is the perspective there? I would ask you, and would be just as curious about what you have to say.
I think that's the perception, yes. I'm just curious if, based on your dealings with people in the NFL, if you had a sense of how the NFL views what they want ownership to look like.
I think well, I can tell you this: they don't want it to look the way it looks now with bickering. That
exactly,
I can tell you.
Exactly.
They want peace and stability and productivity. And the way that it has been for a long time in Denver up until recent years. That's what they want. Whether that's with the Bolin family or another family. Whatever it is, they don't want what's going on now. Okay, that they don't want.
Let me ask a quick follow-up, because we've been talking about the potential that, hey, John Elway might be part of an ownership group that would buy the Broncos, or Peyton Manning would be part of an ownership group that would buy the Denver Broncos. How does the NFL feel about these groups? These amalgamation of people, maybe with a high profile name that's sort of the face of this group, or are they looking for that just one person who is the owner?
Well, I just think they're looking for attributes. I think that again, they want somebody that's reliable. They want somebody that is. That can handle it. They want somebody. Hey, I'm sure they've identified groups or people that they believe can be successful owners. But you know, they're not looking for what they have now. They don't want that. They don't want the battles. They don't want the publicity. They don't want the negativity. They don't want the negative attention drawn to it. That's what they don't want.
Have any, as I let you go, any list of candidates you think are more likely than others to be in the final grouping for this general manager job for Denver?
You know, they're going through it right now, right? So they put in for Champ Kelly, who's worked in Denver. They put in for Dave Ziegler, who's worked in Denver. Those would be a couple of names that would be on the radar. If I were them, I would put in for George Payton. If I were them, I would put in for a guy in Kansas City by the name of Mike Borongonzi, guy who has had a major role in many of the Chiefs' personnel decisions. Just thinking of other people across the league right now that they should be putting in for. You know, I spent some time with Champ Kelly at the Combine last year, and I can't tell you how impressive he was. That guy... You know, I felt like he had a Brad Holmes as a guy with the Rams that comes with a strong reputation. I don't know that it fits what Denver's looking for. I don't know if it fits the model, but Rick Smith, the former Texans general manager who used to be in Denver, is somebody that I have a high opinion of, personal high opinion of. Jerry Reese, the former Giants GM, is out there. Joe Ortiz in Baltimore is a guy that I believe Vic Fangio will work with there. Those are some names that
a deep pool. It really is. It is a deep, deep pool. All right, we will see how it shakes out. Who knows where we're at? One week.
You know what, Michael? It's a deep pool. It is. But what's amazing is that the Texans hired Nick Caserio, and there are still six general manager openings. Six. And so I don't recall a time where there were at one point six, no, seven GM openings at one time. That's a lot. So it's a deep pool, but man, there are a lot of people swimming in that pool.
That's true. All right, Adam, we'll see where we're at a week from now when we visit again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Schefter, ESPN Insider, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.